Kentucky has one of the worst outbreaks of hepatitis A in the country. The liver disease has spread to several other states, including Ohio, Tennessee, and Indiana. Side Effects Public Media's Emily Foreman introduces us to a nurse who's on Indiana's front lines trying to stop the disease.
Amelia Johns is obsessed with hepatitis A. It's her job to track down every person exposed to the virus in Clark County, Indiana. She has worked overtime for the past 6 months, and she's finally taking a vacation.
And I guarantee it, along the way, I'll be talking about hepatitis A in the airport. I'll be talking about hepatitis A wherever I go. I never stop.
John started paying attention to hepatitis A last November. She knew about the outbreak in Louisville, Kentucky, just across the Ohio River. A month later, a woman who was transferred from Louisville to the Clark County Jail started to show symptoms: jaundice and vomiting. She had hepatitis A, and it soon spread to five of her jailmates.
So in the jail, we've made some rules where we quarantine anybody that's become positive. If they're symptomatic, we quarantine them because they are so close quartered there, and maybe five, six, seven girls share one bathroom and one bunk area together.
Hepatitis A is a hygiene problem. It's hard to keep clean when you live in a jail or don't have a home. You get the liver disease if you ingest even a trace amount of fecal matter from someone who has it. There's no treatment, but most people become immune after a few weeks. John's heard about her next case from the hospital. She interviewed the sick man and found out that he and his wife had just come from Louisville.
They were living in a camp, and the camp got shut down, bulldozed over.
This was the second case linked to Kentucky. Johns isn't surprised why Clark County now has the highest number of confirmed hepatitis A cases in Indiana.
People come over back and forth because we're only a walking bridge away, like a mile from Louisville.
Dr. Lori Kaloya is the medical director at Louisville's health department.
I started my job here at the health department on November 20th, and the following day is when the state of Kentucky declared the hepatitis A outbreak, so I'm not quite sure what my job would look like without hepatitis A at this point.
Now, in Kentucky, there have been more than 950 cases of hepatitis A. Six people have died. The last time Kentucky had an outbreak this big was back in 1988. The culprit? Contaminated lettuce. This time, it's different.
The main risk that we see is drug-related spread of illness across the state border.
This hepatitis A outbreak appears to be the ripple effect of drug use and homelessness. When the CDC tested Kentucky's very first cases, they found the virus's genetic characteristics matched cases in San Diego. That city also had a large outbreak amongst its homeless population. And John says she sees this trend here in Indiana.
They're out on the streets, and we don't know exactly where they're staying. They may be staying in abandoned houses. They may be staying at different camp locations across the county.
But John's has found these people at a soup kitchen, at a motel, even under viaducts, in the woods. So far, she's met 60 people who have hepatitis A. She gives them hand sanitizer and offers vaccines to anyone they've come in contact with.
Are you worried about going on vacation?
Yeah.
It's hard to let go because the virus continues to spread, and it's reached other Indiana counties.
Kind of going northwest as we speak in the state. So I think it's going to probably get a little worse before it gets better.
She's right. Just last week, Ohio declared a hepatitis A outbreak, too. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Emily Foreman.